This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Casey Morrell. In the aftermath of recent flooding, fire and emergency crews performed about 30 water rescues this morning in Hollister. Some persons were rescued from the rooftops of their homes. As Jennifer Davidson reports, Turkey Creek rose very quickly.
Bruce Bjorgi, assistant fire chief in western Taney County, says several of those rescues were on Old Mill Road and that 17 of the rescues took place in Hidden Valley Mobile Home Park.
The water rose so quickly that they were forced to the roofs of their trailers, and then our water rescue personnel from the fire district had to perform boat rescues and actually pluck them from the roofs of their trailers. We had two trailers in Hidden Valley Trailer Park that were actually swept downstream because of the velocity of the water, and then they were wedged up against trees where our crews were able to get them rescued.
People were in them when they were swept away?
Yes, ma'am.
Bjorgi said there were no injuries, and to his knowledge, everyone is accounted for. The Taney County Office of Emergency Management estimates 50 people have been evacuated, and many are staying in a Red Cross shelter at the New Beginnings Church on Elm Street in Hollister. Some businesses have also reported several feet of water in their buildings. Crews are searching for propane tanks and dangerous electric hazards before focusing on the cleanup. I'm Jennifer Davidson.
Authorities in southern Missouri have identified a 23-year-old single mother who's presumed to have died in recent flooding that also killed her young son. Pulaski County Sheriff Ron Long said Thursday that 4-year-old Elijah M. Lee and his mother, Jessica D. Lee, who are both of Waynesville, were in a car that was swept off a roadway early Tuesday after torrential rains hit the area. The rains flooded streets and damaged homes and businesses. Long says Jessica Lee made a call from her cell phone at about 4:52 a.m. Tuesday, saying that she was in a distressed situation. He did not say who Lee called. The vehicle and the child's body were recovered about 3 hours later in western Waynesville. Long says the search continues for Jessica Lee's body, but authorities are assuming she is dead. A federal judge in Missouri has refused to remove herself from a lawsuit involving a failed sweetener company whose leaders were aggressively questioned by the judge's lawmaker husband. Attorneys for investment bank Morgan Keegan wanted U.S. District Judge Lynette Laurie to step aside from a lawsuit filed by an Alabama investor in the failed plant in Moberly. The bank's attorney cited Representative Chris Kelly, her husband, and his strong opinion during legislative hearings that Morgan Keegan and its law firm had failed to protect investors. The Columbia Tribune reports John Cromines is seeking restitution of $50,000 he spent on bonds issued by the Moberly Industrial Development Authority for Mamtech U.S. Inc. and marketed by Morgan Keegan. Laurie said in her ruling her husband will not influence her decisions on the case. For KBIA News, I'm Casey Morrell.